The Motel Life by Willie Vlotten. Read by Willie Vlotten. I walked down the hall and locked myself in the shower room. I sat there for a long time, letting the hot water fall over me. I laid down and curled in a ball on the cool tile floor, hoping it would ease the pain in my stomach. And after a long while, it did. I walked back to my room wet and dried myself with a pair of jeans. I put on long underwear, pants, a long-sleeve flannel shirt, shoes, and my parka. I stood in front of the heater. "Is that kid really in your car?" I asked. Jerry Lee had the covers up to his neck. "Yeah," he said, and tears began again. I hadn't seen him cry in years, maybe since we were kids. I don't know why it happened, but it did. "Why didn't you call the police or an ambulance?" "Like I said, there was no one around. No phone booth, no store, nothing. I didn't know what to do, so I just put him in the car and started driving towards the hospital. But then I knew he was already dead." "But you didn't do anything wrong, really. That's the main thing." "But I was drunk. I'd go to jail. They'd say I killed him." I went to my closet and gave Jerry Lee a pair of pants to wear. He dressed and we went down to the street below. I opened the car door and in the dimness of the inside light I could see the kid, his face covered in a blanket, worn out jeans and faded black tennis shoes, pale white arms, bent in the wrong directions. It was a horrible thing to see. I shut the door and we walked around for a while and tried to figure out what to do. It was almost dawn when we drove a block from St. Mary's Hospital and left the poor kid on the frozen grass in front of an office building. Jerry Lee carried him from the car, telling him how sorry he was. Then we drove to the Calneva, parked in their lot, and started drinking. By 9, I was drunk again, and by 10, we left the casino and walked to the bank. We emptied both our accounts, but I only had $234 in savings, and Jerry Lee had less than 100. While we were in line, I kept thinking about the kid. Maybe he had been sleeping in the warm bed of his girlfriend an hour before he died. He might have snuck out her window when he knew he had to leave. Might have been laying there next to her, and she was naked and he's about to fall asleep. Maybe it was then that he made himself get up and get dressed. Maybe he heard her mom get up and use the toilet. Maybe he kissed her before he left. Maybe he got back in bed with her one last time before he made himself go for sure.